And we are live. And
aloha, everybody.
Aloha. Hey.
Hey, Savvy.
Hey, Evan. It's Karen.
Happy, happy National Hydration and yes. Pink Day. I see you're decked out over there in your pink.
I am. I've got, well, it's purple-ish, pinkish, right? But it matches our logo. So anybody who knows me knows I'm not a pink girl. And so I'm definitely a green and blue kind of girl, but I did have this top, so I'm still supporting the pink today for National Pink Day.
Looking fresh. I whipped out my pink hat for everyone.
I love it.
And we both want to welcome you to the first episode of the Caring Podcast.
Yay!
The hub for caregiver connection. This is so cool. Like, I'm so juiced right now.
It's beyond cool.
And I'm Evan.
So I'm Savvy.
And we are lifelong caregivers on a mission to bring community to those who selflessly put others first. We want you to know that you too have a hand to hold. And when together, we can make the caregiver journey a little easier for us all. Each week, we feature topics ranging from self-care, to respite resources, to caregiver survivors just like you. Don't worry, you are home here, and we will certainly have you more uplifted than you came. But most of all, we want you to feel that you matter too. And given it's our first episode, we want to allow you to get to know us a little bit better. So I'm the founder of Chilltime TV, the premier wellness app for caregivers, really the first ever on market. And we feature over 20 hours of content and continuing to expand, ranging from self-instruction with guided meditation, yoga, dance routines, cooking classes, drawing workshops. I mean, I can keep going on, but I'll save you. And enjoy a free 7-day trial. Go to www.chilltime.tv and get your 10 mindful minutes today.
Yeah, absolutely. Check out Evan's app. It's just amazing. You know, Evan's on a mission. We'll talk about that more on our show today, about both of our missions and what we do. And of course, some of you may know me already who are tuning in. And if you don't, I am the founder of Give Me a Break. One of the founders, myself and two others, have started Give Me a Break, which is a nonprofit organization, and we're caring for caregivers. We're really here to bring back the joy of caregiving. And that's really what we're doing. We're here to provide resources, respite, and support, and help caregivers to just relax, renew, resource, and revive. So jump on our website, which is www.gab808.com for more information. And you can even register for respite or a break right on our website. And you can even refer a caregiver. So maybe you're not a caregiver, but you're tuning in. You can definitely have a caregiver in mind, and you can give a break to somebody. You can support them by giving us their information, and we can contact them, or you can even donate and sponsor them a break. So there's so much to do, so much you can do. Check out our website. We'll talk about it more and more. You'll get to know us every week. And know that if you're a caregiver out there, I know you're tired, and I know you're frustrated, and we're here because of that. Just know you deserve it. That's what Give Me a Break is really all about. So let's get on with the show, shall we? What do you got, Evan?
So before we dive into today's topic, I wanted to take a moment to highlight a positive caregiver news story. Each week, we're going to feature a new segment. And today, we are sharing with you that a new law expanded support for caregivers in Pennsylvania. Woo!
Yay!
And the Pennsylvania Department of Aging announced this bill, sponsored by Representative Boback and signed into law by Governor Wolf, that will expand eligibility and allow flexibility in the administration of Pennsylvania's caregiver support program. So through this support program, caregivers will get vital support services ranging from care management, benefits counseling, caregiver education and training, and even income-eligible caregivers will receive financial support. So it's a great, I think, news story to kick off our show and just really connect the dots, right? We are out here and so many other people are out here holding hands and really wanting to make the caregiver experience a little bit easier. So with that in mind, Savvy, are there any upcoming events for Give Me a Break?
You know, there are. And I just have to comment that that is just amazing, Evan. I love that. So we'll try, and this is one of the things we're going to do. We're going to try to share some news that's coming up for caregivers as well. We were just talking about this last night on our support session about how caregivers become so isolated and they're in the dark. So we're coming out. We're coming out of the dark and we're bringing caregivers out where you're going to be noticed and supported. And it's just amazing. You know, that the national statistic is that 60% of caregivers lose their jobs either by resignation or termination, if you can believe that, due to the stress and demand of caregiving. So hearing about the strides to support caregivers is just amazing. I love this. I am so passionate about that and want to see this worldwide. I'm sorry. I got off the subject and I can't agree with you more. Upcoming events. First of all, I just really, really, really want to thank everybody. Oh my God, the support. I am so touched. But our sake tasting and sushi event is completely sold out.
No way.
I know. I don't even know how we're going to fit everyone now at this point, but we have completely sold out the sake and sushi event. I'm super, super excited. It's going to be so much fun and so amazing. So thank you, everyone, and thank you for your support. But don't worry, there's plenty of events coming up. If you couldn't get away for this one or you missed this event, we do have our spa event coming up in August. And that's a full-day spa retreat. So check out, get on our Facebook page and check out our events. Click on events and you'll see that it's really a full day of relaxation and pampering. And, you know, you could also, if you can't come to these events, you know, you can sponsor it, right? You can sponsor a caregiver. So you can buy a ticket and then gift that ticket to a caregiver in need. So that's an awesome thing to do as well. And just if you want to do that or you want to somehow give your ticket up for somebody else, just DM me on Messenger or, you know, those of you who know me, get in touch with me and we'll work it out. But lots and lots of wonderful events coming up. We have a big gala coming up in December. And of course, this year, our November Caregiver of the Year contest is going to be coming up as well. So just so much, you guys. Keep staying tuned every week. Lots and lots to tell you. Whew. Anyway, all right. So much for that. Let's get on to it. On with today's show, where we're really going to talk about our caregiver journeys. And that's the journey that I've had for Give Me a Break. And of course, Evan's journey with Chill Time TV and how that all came about. And I know that our viewers would love to hear your story. And the more they get to know us, I think they'll understand our passion for this and for what we're doing and why we do what we do. So, Evan, do you want to talk a little bit about your story?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Savvy, I really wanted you to go first, but I know, sure. I will.
You're such a gentleman.
I will take the stage. So I'm a caregiver just like you, and really my journey started from the day I was born. My brother was diagnosed with cystic fibrosis from the age of 3. He's my older brother. And we were just talking last night about when I was patting his back. And that was really my introduction to caregiving, where he was developing mucus in his lungs as one of the complications. And the medical advancements weren't there yet.
Yeah, because now they have that vest, right? They have that vest they can wear that does that movement for them. But back in that time, you had to pat their backs. I mean, that's just got to have been exhausting.
Yeah, and we've come so far. Like the vests are actually very portable now. But I was his bunk buddy. And that was my introduction. And I always had a passion to move and dance. So I found an interest in formally training for dance and wanting to be a professional dancer. So went to an art high school. I was a junior, staying late and staying late after school, training with my mentor to get ready for a Juilliard audition. I wanted to skip senior year and just get on with my career. And my brother is doing much better at that point. But at this time, my mom comes into the school and she tells me, we got robbed and our house got robbed and I have breast cancer. So that was just kind of a rude awakening for me, because I really had to decide. I was in a catch-22. Do I continue to pursue my love for movement and a professional dance career, or do I stay and support my family? And I was in high school, right? So those are big decisions to make. And that, you know, my mom's doing much better, but I was even there for her through her radiation treatment, where she would envision me dancing. I would perform at my art high school, and she would say, you took my pain away. So I knew the impact of what movement did for me, but also for others. So I had to keep it in my life. Fast forward, I moved to Hawaii in 2016. And in 2017, I get a call that my dad was rushed to the hospital. And he has diabetes, type 1 diabetes, from his 20s. And this was no diabetic seizure. This was something different. And my mom, my little sister, and my dad were actually all in upstate New York looking at colleges for her.
You know, just to enforce that, yeah, as well, I just want to mention, for those of you who don't know, type 1 diabetes has no cure. Type 2, you can do diet and you can take insulin, but with type 1 diabetes, there is no cure for it. It becomes a lifelong illness. Am I correct?
Yeah, and we'll touch on kidneys later, but
yeah,
once you have kidney failure, it's really hard to come back. There is no cure for that either. But we'll get to that.
Yeah.
So my little sister actually went to this school later on, but she had this experience checking out the school where her own dad was seizing in the hotel room, and just, you know, planning her future too, looking at colleges. And so he was rushed to the hospital. I get a call that they found a mass in his brain, and he's 3,000 miles away from home, and I'm 6,000 miles away from them. So that was another wake-up call, and they were able to stabilize him. He flew back home. Don't know how they did it, and they pushed him through emergency. And as they were stabilizing him back in California, we all rushed in back home to San Francisco and was there for him through his surgery. And the after surgery was a lot. It was like seeing a whole different person, because the brain actually, there's a delay a couple days later from the surgery. He was up and ready in intensive care, actually, but then there was a delayed effect, and he needed help with everything. And, you know, that touches your comprehension, too. So, thankfully, everyone that I've mentioned is doing well, but it takes a team. And as I continue with my professional career in the hotel industry, actually, I lost my job due to COVID. And what happened was I needed to find my purpose again. And what I found a common theme in my life was I kept being drawn to people who selflessly put others first. And that was my family. That was, you know, dancing as an element of service. That was being in the hotel industry, selflessly, you know, putting guests first. And I was like, I need to help caregivers. And Chilltime TV, which is a wellness app for caregivers, so you can build in self-care in your life, was birthed from COVID. And I knew, you know, not having movement in my life at certain points, because I was just caring so much for my family members and battling, you know, balancing everything else, I needed a way for others to put movement in their life. Yeah. You know, I needed to find a solution. So that's kind of how Chill Time TV was birthed. And most recently, I got my nutrition certification. So I'm continuing to elevate my offerings for caregivers and beyond. And that's a little bit of my story, but I am a caregiver just like you.
I love it. And I love that out of COVID, something positive comes out, right? I mean, we started Give Me a Break just before COVID hit, and Give Me a Break has touched so many lives in this past, year and a half. And it's been awesome because we've been in a pandemic and we're doing something positive with ourselves, with our time, and with our missions. And I love your mission because I remember meeting you and you were introduced to me from a dear friend, Naomi, mm-hmm. that we have in common. And she introduced you and said, you've got to meet this guy. He's on a mission to touch the lives of 10,000 caregivers. And I said, absolutely. And that was how we connected. And it was like we knew we were kindred spirits from the moment we met and just bonded. And our missions were so in line. And that's really where Chill Time TV, where Caring came, our live webcast came from as well. And how I was drawn to your app, Chill Time TV, because of how it helps caregivers so much. So, we're going through this. This is our journey. This is what we do. And that we're caregivers just like all of you.
Thanks for listening, Savvy, and everyone. I'm sure more will unfold. And we're even going to get the content creators of the app, the leading instructors, onto the live show, and they're going to share their story too.
We got so much to share.
Yeah. We have so many people to share with you. We have so much information to share. And we're going to create a community, already doing it. And Savvy, tell us about your story and how Give Me a Break was birthed.
Oh boy, here we go. So I know I already kind of said that, but we did. We started just before the pandemic and our mission story, if you go onto our website, again, it's www.gab808.com. And if you go onto our website, you'll see our mission story. And I really recommend that you kind of go on there and read that story, because that's really the impactive thing that happened when I was caring for my mom and how Give Me a Break kind of grew and came to be. So that's really important. But, my caregiving story really starts when I was young as well. I mean, I cared for my mom even when I was a child. She was English as a second language, and she was a Japanese national, and she didn't speak or read or understand English very well. So I was always there to be a translator and to help. I mean, I wrote my own notes for school. And I had her signature down from the time I believe I was around 8 years old, which is very convenient because when I was in high school, I never had any unexcused absences. But, I was writing checks for her. I was doing things a lot for my mother. I was constantly, in that sense, being a caregiver in the sense that you had to put others before you. And I was kind of grew up that way and raised that way. Of course, I became a mother at one point and then a grandmother and had my grandkids. And then I had my parents. So that life journey of caregiving, where you're always going to have someone you're caring for, it helps you understand that everybody is a caregiver in some way or another. I was in my career as a boss, I was caregiver to all of those who I was mentoring or helping or guiding in their life journey, in their career. So in that sense, you're a caregiver too. So understand that everybody really is a caregiver and needs all the information that we have. But more intensely in the last 5 years, my mother, because of an event that happened in our family, my mother had a little, what they call a mini stroke. And not knowing that she had dementia before that, the mini stroke accelerated her dementia and her diagnosis soon followed. And she was at that time after the little mini stroke, she had gone from probably around a stage 1 or 2 dementia, which is functional, and it had kicked it up to a stage 5. So she not only had to deal with the stroke, but she also had dementia. And a week later, my father fell down a full flight of stairs and broke 3 ribs. So I was immediately a full-time caregiver. And so I moved out of my home. I moved into their home. I was living in a a 10 by 10, 10 by 12 room. And I'd set up a little kitchen in the garage, and it was just like culture shock. I started working a part-time job so I could pay my bills and take care of them full-time. So it was a real change. I understand what it's like when you have to go through all of those different things in caregiving, and went through all of those with both my parents. And of course, after about a year and a half, my father passed, and that was really hard. Sorry. I've been missing him a lot lately, especially with Father's Day. And when my mother's condition literally shot another stage because of the shock of finding my father who had passed, and she found him in the morning. And so, of course, that threw her dementia into a whole nother stage, and she could no longer live by herself. And so she came, I now had to, and I had actually gotten another place, and there's a whole more to the story, but she was now living with me full time. And that was a really rough time. It got to the point where she no longer remembered how to walk or eat. And so I was carrying her everywhere, feeding her, changing her, bathing her. And so the things you learn through all of that, the one common thread that I found in all of those that I talked to and the two other founders who themselves are still caregiving, was that resources were some of the hardest things to get a hold of, and support. And so our focus really is on resources and support and respite, needing that break. I was not getting sleep. I was up 24/7. At one point I did go back to work full time, and it was impossible. I was working during the day. I was up all night. I got about 4 hours of sleep. I needed a break. And there was no one who gives you that. In fact, I at one point had to fly my cousin here from Japan. And that's, I'll save that for another story. But she had to fly over here to sit with my mom so I could get some sleep. And that's I know, that's a teaser. That's a whole nother story I'll tell again. But that's what it's like when you're caregiving. And we understand that. So that was where Give Me a Break came from. And that's kind of, I'm still caregiving. Now I have the love of my life and my one who's going through cancer, and my mother-in-law who lives with us, and she's in her 80s. And so, I'm still in that sense caregiving. It's not as intense as it was with my mother, but it's still caregiving. And we all have caregiving that we're doing. And that's why we're caring. That's why we're here. We're here to talk about that every week. And we're here to share resources and great ideas and things that will help you and bring that joy back. And of course, look for ways to give you respite and a break in mm-hmm. some way or form. And that's my story, and I'm sticking with it.
I can't wait to hear all the parts in between as it unfolds.
I know, we'll fill in the blanks, together. Right?
Yeah. And, I think it's really... we talk about this, and we talk with, people around us, that if we don't care for ourselves, we're going to need a caregiver.
Yeah.
And we need to break that cycle.
Yeah, we do.
to the best of our ability. Yeah. And into the next section, actually, which is about caring kidneys, a segment we will also include every week. Savvy was also a caregiver to me when I was showing early signs of my kidney stone experience. And she was there for me, wanting to give me these pads on my back and relax and provide circulation to the area. We didn't know. Both of us didn't even know at the time what it was. I thought I just twisted my back biking over. And that is why I'm going to dedicate a section to give a tip every week to caring kidneys. Kidney failure can't be reversed, and it's really important for me now to do advocacy work. And one form of that is taking this platform and dedicating a part of it. So I'm actually a kidney health coach, and now an ambassador with the American Kidney Fund. So just to let you know, if you don't know already, your kidneys are vital and you need them to live and just like your heart and your lungs. And they filter out waste and extra fluid out of your blood to make urine. Other important jobs it does is control chemicals and fluid in your body, control your blood pressure, help with healthy bones, and they help your body make red blood cells.
Yeah, but I got two of them, don't I? I got two. I got a spare.
You only need one. That's right. But I can't even tell you how scary it was. And it is still scary now because my kidney stone experience is due to diet. And 80% of cases of kidney stones are due to calcium oxalate, which we will get into.
Wait, hold on, because you eat healthy, you take care of yourself, you watch what you eat. I mean, who knew? This has been a life-changing experience, and I love that you're going to be sharing that and why and the whys about that. I'm sorry to interrupt, but God, you were the last person
I know
that I would put on a list who would have an issue with your kidneys.
I know. And
even though Evan means stone.
And I'm only 26. I mean,
I know.
Like, seriously, like, now I'm 50% more likely to get one again. So, you know, balance in life is so important. And I was so focused on a plant-based diet. I was always, and which I'll talk more about, I was always really around deprivation as a dancer and putting my body out on stage. And I, you know, still to this day, I take pride in that. I take pride in a really aesthetically looking body. And there's a whole different story that can go on the inside that you don't even know is creeping up. So through this experience, I really want to advocate for, living life in balance and eating in moderation. And don't seek deprivation to get to your health goals. There's another way. And, I believe in habit-based intervention. But to the National Hydration Day and tributing to that, which I have my water here, I'm sure you saw me drinking, I have to drink 2 liters of water a day to limit my risk now. And I want to now encourage you to drink water. And it's going to be different based on everyone's size and proportion and all of that, but hydrate.
Absolutely.
It's so important to remove the waste in your body and continuing to allow the flow.
Yeah, you know, I posted that today on our Facebook page, on the Give Me a Break Facebook page. I put to drink half your body weight in ounces a day. So take that as a challenge for this National Hydration Day, because we need to get that water into your system, and you need to cut down on some of those other things. You hear it all the time. But I love that you're going to be sharing with us through these weekly webcasts, that you're going to also be sharing with us meal planning, diets. And, you know, it's not about dieting to lose weight, folks. Let's just get rid of that. That's so not
even.
Doesn't
work. 95% of diets don't work. So
it
just
doesn't,
throw it
and
out.
That's like, grow up. This is the new generation now. We understand our body so much better. We're not dieting anymore. We're getting healthier. It's not about being skinny and losing weight. It's about being healthier. And that healthy look, that healthy glow, that deliberate action you're going to take to your wellness is completely different for a look. It is not about that model body. It is about a healthy body inside and out. And that's what we're going to be talking about. And that's what we're going to be sharing. And that, yes, as a caregiver, you don't think you have time. I'll show you how you can have time. You're still going to have time to eat healthy, do things healthy, and you're still going to be able to do it and caregive. I did it. And we're both going to share with you how we do it. Did I just go off on a tangent again? Yes, I did. It's my passion.
I know. People tuning in, like, we could be here for like a couple hours just talking
story.
Yeah,
we're trying not to, right?
So, you know, we'll save you on that. But
in fact, we're getting to that half hour mark, so we're probably going to have to wrap it up. So just to remind you again, drink water. Take care of those kidneys. This is really super important. Everyone is a caregiver. Right? And look for the app that Chill Time TV, and definitely friend us on, like our page for Give Me a Break on Facebook, and start getting people to follow us on the Caring Facebook page, which is where we do our lives. But we are going to rebroadcast also on our YouTube channel. So check out our YouTube channel. And so we will be rebroadcasting on Chill Time TV, on Facebook, Instagram, Give Me a Break Facebook, Instagram, and on our both of our YouTube channels, as well as the Caring YouTube channel. And a podcast will be available that we will hopefully be getting out within the next couple of days. So we'll have a weekly podcast for you as well. Did I miss anything?
And where, Savvy, will the podcast be uploaded to?
We'll probably have it on Spotify and iTunes. So just check out, like I said, get on our Facebook page, because that's where we're going to be announcing all of it. Yay! So
yeah, so don't forget to tune in next week, because yes, we will be here at 12 noon Hawaii Standard Time, and we may even have a guest. Maybe the following week we'll have a guest.
I believe we're trying to still get our guest for next week. our other guest wasn't able to make it, and we were really excited about that. But if not, we've definitely got more information to share with you and some fun activities to do for next week. If we can still get that interview, we will. And if not, guarantee the following week we will have a guest on. And this is going to be exciting. And again, all of it's going to be announced on our Caring Facebook page and all of our pages. So, you know, thank you for tuning in, everybody. It's our first episode, and I think we did okay, but we've got so many great topics and guests. But just join us every week. It's know that we're here. Sharing is caring, because what we do, and it's what we do and how we live and really who we really are. So yeah, welcome to your community for caregivers, and don't forget to tune in next week, same time, Wednesday, 12 o'clock. That's Hawaii Standard Time with me, Savvy, and Evan. And check out our schedule on I'm going to put it on my website too. Will you put it on your website? Maybe start putting some information for the Caring also, because I'm going to put it on our calendar on www.gab808.com as well.
Yes, and to add, all the episodes will be held in a specific library on the Chill Time TV app.
Yes.
So you know, even a partnership library I'm working on as well. So there's just so much great stuff coming. Like, we are just starting. Yes. We are truly just starting, and we are here for you.
For caregivers. Caregivers have nothing. Now you have something. This is for caregivers, and that's why we're doing it.
Love that.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for chilling with us. Yay. Nice to give me an excuse to talk to Savvy.
Yay! And mahalo for caring, everybody. We'll see you next week. We're super excited. Thanks for tuning in. Aloha.
Aloha.